Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, one who died for us, one who shed his blood for us, one who took stripes on his back so we can be healed, bruised for my iniquity and chastised for my peace. I just want to thank God tonight for being in the land of the living. Thank all of y'all for coming on tonight, and we just give thanks and praise to God tonight. Amen. We ask Sister Paige, will you open up for the prayer, Sister Paige? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Line muted.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your son today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our lives today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, for being awesome, holy, righteous. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that there's no big beginning in you, there's no ending in you. You, Lord, you are limited. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. You supply all our needs of your riches and glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us strength to go on through this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our families. We thank you for everyone online tonight, Lord Jesus, to bless us and keep us, lead us and guide us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for a prayer life, for a faster life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being everything to us that we need and being last in your days. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen for that prayer. Amen. So we can open up and always invite God to be in our midst. Amen. We know he's with us anyway. I don't want to get like I do sometimes, listen to God, and I'm already with you, amen.
Amen.
So I just thank God for being with us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Just to thank God tonight, you know, in our study, in our reading, God has put me in, I call it the spirit of expectation. And everything that we do, we want to be in expectation because we are people of faith. Because we are people of faith, live in expectation. They expect things to happen. Maybe they expect things to take place. And that's the way we should live. People who live an expected life, they live good lives.
Amen.
You know, they should live good lives.
Amen.
A good life.
Amen.
It is because if I'm expecting something to take place, I've got to always be ready for when that thing takes place.
Amen.
And so I just want to thank God that he's getting us ready. You know, I know the old song says he's getting us ready for the great day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's getting us ready for the great day because we are expecting God and waiting on him. Amen. So I want to thank God for that. Amen. We're going to start out at Isaiah 42:9. Amen. That's going to be our beginning scripture. Suspense. Amen. And but the thing about living in expectation, what I want to talk about tonight, amen, I want to talk about tonight when money fails.
Amen.
When money fails. And that's the thing we want to talk about when your money fails. What you're going to do when your money fails, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we talk about when the money fails. And we can start expecting the money to fail.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaiah 42:9, I want to talk about living in expectation when money fails, And amen.
Behold, the former things shall come to pass.
Uh-huh.
And new things do I declare.
New things do I declare.
Before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
I've told you about it before it happens. God said, I want to tell you about it before it happens. And so if I tell you about it before it happens, you can be ready when it happens. You know, people who live an expected life, they're always ready, amen.
Amen.
They prepare for things that's getting ready to come down the pike, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If a truck or something is coming down the road, amen, and you're expecting that truck to come, you're not going to be standing in that road when it comes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm saying God is on his way. Amen.
Amen.
And we need to be getting ready because that great day is getting ready to appear. Amen.
Amen.
All the things that Jesus has spoken to us about, those things are getting ready to come to pass.
Yes,
and some of them are already coming to pass. Amen.
Amen.
And so you need to start living an expected life. You know, amen. Because God is telling us about them now. So when they come, you won't be surprised by it. Amen.
Amen.
He tells you about it, not so you'll be surprised about it, so you'll be ready when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If the boat is coming, you want to have your ticket ready for the boat when it comes, amen, because you don't want to get left. Amen. The rapture is about ready to take place, and we don't want to be left here.
Amen.
And what we want to say to everybody that's on the line, this is why we get baptized in Jesus' name. This is why we get the Holy Ghost, and this is why we live holy, is because we're expecting what? Jesus to come back, amen. But a lot of things going to take place before he comes.
Amen.
What does he do now? He
gives you new things to prepare before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
Before they spring forth, God says, I'm going to tell you about them. Amen. So one thing about it, when people in expectation, in other words, they never get left in the dark about anything. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God don't want us in the dark. He wants us to be in the light. To be in dark, to be ignorant of the thing that has come, to have light is to know that they're coming, amen.
Amen.
That's the difference that God wants every saint of God, amen. Amen. He don't want you in the dark. That's why he calls himself the God of light and not a God of darkness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can know when it's coming. It don't have to be no surprise to you. God don't like to surprise us with anything. He always tells us things before it happened, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so we don't have to worry about the devil tricking us, is because if you're expecting something to take place, when the devil comes, you just look at him, that ain't nothing but the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You ought to know in your life, that ain't nothing but the devil, amen. So he tells us before it comes to pass. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1, okay? Come on, follow me to Revelation chapter 1. Let me lay a foundation for this thing here. Amen. Of expectation when money fails. I want to lay a foundation that real people of faith, and the Bible itself is called the word of faith. This is the word, Paul said, it's the word of faith which we preach. Amen. And faith, what does faith do? Faith calls it things that be not as though it is. In other words, faith called it before it happens, amen. And God called things before it happens, amen. And then when God said it to happen, he called it to happen, and it came to pass, amen.
Amen.
Thank God you ought to be living in faith, because God has said it, he's going to do it, and you can expect it because he said it.
Amen.
But that's where our faith got to lie, that God has said it, it's going to come to pass, and I believe it, amen, and I'm waiting on it.
Amen.
See, people living in expectation are waiting on something.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Amen. They're not just wandering around out there in the bushes somewhere. They're not like a sheep without a shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. Amen. He watches over us. Amen. And even the ministers, we minister, we're supposed to be telling people things before it happens.
Amen.
Not wait till it happens, but we tell you before it happens.
Right.
And so God is always the God that tells us things before they happen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God, amen, for his undying favor, amen, undying love, that he tells us things before they happen so we can be ready when they happen, amen. Hallelujah. What does Revelation 1 and 1 say to us, babe?
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
The revelation of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you the revelation of it.
Which God gave unto him.
Uh-huh.
To show unto his servant things which must surely come to pass.
All right. So God said, I want to show you things. What?
Which must surely come to pass.
Which thing was what surely come to pass, or that might come to pass?
Shortly
come to pass. That means it ain't going to be long. Then. It ain't going to be long before this takes place. And when I'm talking about money failing, it ain't going to be long before money is going to fail. You know, you go to the store now, you can't even bust $100. Amen. You can't even bust $100 these days. You go to the store, if you get a drink or something, you got $100, You better drink that drink up first before drinking out of it first. Because you got to make them give you some change. Amen. Yeah. You're going to make them give you some change. In other words, they won't bust $100. And so you can see what's coming down the pipe. Amen. This is the work of the devil. This is the work of the enemy. Amen. When we think about Revelation 13, they talk about what, I believe it's 13, where it says what? We're not going to be able to buy or sell without taking the mark. So we're not going to be able to buy with money, that's going to have to be something else that we get purchased with, amen? So what is happening right there? Money going to fail us, amen? And we need to start getting ready because money is going to fail us. And then when money fails, then we got to say, well, what you going to do? Are you going to have enough faith to stand on the word of God? You see, this is what it's coming to. God says, because money going to fail, you need to start building your faith right now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
If you've been used to eat deliciously, amen, you got to start learn how to eat some beans every now and then, a cornbread or something, amen, just to be able to make it. Amen. Because if you've been used to eating something, you don't want to change that, then you're going to want to take the mark because you're going to want to continue to do the same thing you used to do even after the money fails. You want to do things in order to get the money, amen. Well, it ain't going to be no money, amen. It's going to be the mark, amen. Because that's how you're going to buy your groceries, amen.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to get your food or whatever. That's how you're going to buy your clothes. And so money going to fail. I'm trying to say money's going to fail, and you need to start getting ready because we know money going to fail, amen. We already know that's coming. So I'm telling you about this so that the saints of God can get ready for this, amen, because we know what? Money going to fail, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, one thing we've been talking about all these days, you know, Luke chapter 4. All right. Let's see where I want to go now. Luke chapter 4. No, 14. That's all right. Don't worry about that. We just want to go there. Yes, that's it. Amen. When we talk about money going to fail, you know, now I know this is that we got this day coming up. It's not a holiday, but it's a day that people like to come. Right? But we're going to try to tell you, don't spend everything on a day that ain't nothing but a merchandise day, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all this day that's coming up, a day of merchandise. And so what they've done, you know, that the devil don't believe in God and don't believe in Jesus Christ, and the stores, Walmart don't believe in Jesus, and nobody else believes in Jesus, and you know, they don't believe in Jesus, but they want you to celebrate this day because they want your money.
Amen.
And then if you go spend all your money for a day that don't matter to God, you're just wasting your money because you're not giving that to God, amen? Huh? Now, God said, if you're really going to do something, go on to Luke 14. Let me go on there. So if you're going to be doing something to give God some glory, to give God some praise, because we know money's going to fail, we need to do this. This is what God said we should do here. Luke chapter 14, verse 12. Man, I won't get where I'm going, but I just want to lay a foundation here. Amen. Luke 14. Verse 12. Now, this is what Jesus said we should be doing right here. You know, we always do it the wrong way. And all the things we're doing, you know, we like to do it this way, but that ain't the way God said to do it. Luke chapter 14, verse 12.
Then said he also to him that bid him.
That bid him.
When thou make it a dinner or a supper.
When you make a dinner or supper, amen. Now this is what God say do, because money gonna fail and we need to start doing things God way. And what God say, then what God gonna look after, God's gonna look after us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. God will make a way for you. God will feed you. God will do everything for you. Even if you have to use a raven to feed you, he'll feed you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, we got to have some faith in God in these last days. Amen. Read on.
Not thy friends, not thy brethren.
Don't be calling your friends over now. Stop calling your friends over. Now, this is what God said. Don't be calling your friends over.
Not that brother.
Don't call your brother over.
Isn't that kinsman?
Your kinsmen, no cousins and things like that. Now, he said that ain't the kind of peace you should have, amen. Read on.
All that rich neighbors.
Don't call your rich neighbor.
You say, I also bid thee again.
Not see, you invite. We invite them because we're looking for them to invite us back. But if we're going to have the God kind of love, the God kind of love loves without getting anything back, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the agape love. So God said we should express agape love because we're not looking for things back from the people, we're looking for things back from God. See, and that's what we always want to do. You want to help the poor. Amen. Read on.
And a recompense be made.
And God said, I will reward you. Amen. Now, when I talk about when money fails, we want to be doing things where we get our reward from God, not reward from other people, amen.
Okay.
Amen, because heaven is not broke, amen. Thank God that heaven ain't broke, amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Come on, there's some treasures in heaven, amen. And so we need to start doing things that's going to put something on the book in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so because money here going to fail, and we need to start doing those things that's going to get God blessing upon it. So even when the money fails, I still can expect a blessing before God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about Luke 6:38, somewhere in that neighborhood, or 39. It talks about give and it shall be given you. Now, if I'm not giving anything, I'm not expecting anything. If I'm not sowing in the seed, I'm not expecting any seed. You see, if you're living in expectation, you're maintaining good works before God so that because I've done good works before God, then God would do something good for me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so this is what we got to realize when money fails. Amen. When money fails. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 6:19. Matthew 6:19. Now, this is the way God said to do it because money going to fail, and we're going to get to that after a while. Money going to fail. Read on. I'm going to show you what's coming. I'm going to show you a revelation, what revelation is being fulfilled. Matthew 6. Matthew 6, 19 and 20, Sister Paige. Read.
Okay. Matthew 6, 19.
And verse 19. Matthew 6, verse 19.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
And I said, don't lay your treasures up on earth.
Where moth and rust do corrupt.
Now money going to fail, so I need to do now, I need to start laying some treasures up. I'm putting something in the bank in heaven. I'm going to invest in the bank of heaven, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because when money fails here, heaven is never bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So that's why I've got to set my focus on what? We got to set our focus on heavenly things, amen. It's because the spirit can cause things to be manifested naturally, amen. It was the spirit that does things, Jesus said to work. So if I'm going to lay some treasures up, not lay treasures up here on the earth, this treasure here that is on earth, this money and all that stuff, body go fail us. But thank God that God never fails. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God will never fail you? He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And I believe in the psalm it says, and David said, I once been young, and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. Huh? And so that is something David said that he never saw. Amen. It's because he had some treasures up. Amen. So are you laying in the treasures up in heaven right now? Amen. Or are you giving so that it will be given unto you? Amen. Praise God. Or are you, I believe in the Proverbs, let me see, 16:19 or 17:19. I might get it wrong. Amen. But it says, he that has pity on the poor, lend it to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why am I lending God something? Amen. Because I know God wants to repay me. God is going to repay me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So when money fails, if I've already put up some treasures in heaven, I can expect heaven, amen, to yield me something back, amen. So I want my blessing to be in the hand of God, because he's not going to fail me. But if I didn't put nothing up there, how can I be expecting something to come if I didn't put nothing up? It's like going to the bank, amen. It's like going to the bank. You go put money in the bank, you want to make a withdrawal, and you haven't put anything in there.
Amen.
Now, if you didn't put nothing in the bank, you really don't expect to get anything, amen. People who are living in expectation is always laying up some treasures up in heaven where there is not moth and rust is not going to corrupt, amen. Because we know money going to fail. We already know money going to fail. But if I got some treasures in heaven, I can make a withdrawal. Praise God. Amen. You can make a withdrawal from God because you done laid something up. What else does it say there, Sister Faith?
And with these breakthroughs and fear.
See, where thieves break to pieces, don't lay it up on earth where thieves comes in and break in and steal, because, you know, the thief can steal your money. You know, you can put your money in the bank and they can steal it, amen. I was just looking at what was going on in Australia, over in Australia right now. They said, if you got money in the bank right now, Australia can take your money. Now, I know it's working over there in Australia. How long do you think it's going to get here? See, that's what we've got to be looking for. How long do we think before it gets here that they can just go in there and take your money out the bank and keep it? Then you go in there and try to get money. There's no money for you to get. So what the money that you stored up on earth has just failed. I remember my grandmother back in, was it 1921 or 22? My grandmother used to have a little money back in the day. So had a little money for money back in that time, you know. Nowadays it might not be much. But back then it was a lot of money, you know. My grandmother had money. And then when the country went broke, they took her money. And then after they took that money, then they started putting their little money in cans and buckets and hiding it under the ground and all kind of stuff they did, because what? The bank had failed them. The money that they thought they had, they didn't have no more, amen. Praise God. This is why we got to be people of faith and start believing that God can do anything, amen. That God can feed me when I don't have no money. Hallelujah. If God can give me some water, even if he had to give me water out of a rock, amen. He can give me some water on what? Supernatural, amen. Come on, amen. God is a supernatural God, amen. When Israel was in the wilderness, they had all kind of gold. They had silver. All kind of jewelry they had in the wilderness. But even though they had all that gold and silver, they had enough to make a calf out of it. And some left over, amen. They had plenty of money, amen. But in the wilderness, there was nothing they could buy.
Amen.
When they was in the desert, there was no water they could find unless God leave it to some, amen. So when things got bad, when things got drastic, amen, God was able to feed them. He was able to give them water. And even though they had money, but money wasn't no good when there was nothing to buy. Can we see that time coming, amen? Can you see the shelves in the stores? Can you see the shelves getting empty? You go into Walmart, the shelves ain't as full as they used to be. Amen. And you don't even see people walking around with too much cash anymore. What am I trying to say? Your money getting ready to fail, amen. And we need to start putting some treasures in heaven. I know you've been spending everything you got, but that's let me know you're not a person that lives in expectation. Proverbs 6:18, somewhere it talks about, go to the ant, thou sluggard, and consider her ways. Go to the ant and see her ways. Who gathers her harvest in the summer. In other words, the ant prepares for the season, amen. They see, while the going is, while the getting is good, the ant prepares itself for what? The winter to come, amen. Amen. Right now, you got summer right now, but winter is coming. Just by knowing the seasons of time, you ought to know that a change is coming. You ought to know a change is coming. And you need to start preparing yourself, amen, for the change. You know, if you're expecting it to be cold, what do? You go get you a coat, amen. You see, that's somebody that's living in expectation, amen. So I need to put me some treasures in heaven where what? Moth and rust does not corrupt. I need to put some good works up there too, amen. That's a treasure. Do you realize good works is a treasure? Praise God. And I was just thinking here while I was talking about this. I know y'all know about Isaiah 38:1, where the Hezekiah was about to die. Isaiah went to Hezekiah the king and told him he was about to die. You're going to die. Get your house in order. Mm-hmm. But as soon as Hezekiah heard the word that he was going to die, not that he had died, but he was going to die. Mm-hmm. And what did he do? He got before God and began to pray and call out to God and said, God, remember those things, those good things, good deeds that I did for you. I tore down the groves and things. I turned back worship to you, Lord. Remember those things that I've done for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then God gave him 15 more years. But what if he had not had any treasures up in heaven already? He had done some good deeds. That was the treasure. Amen. Because of the treasures that he had laid up in heaven, he was able to draw from it. And because of it, he got 15 more years. I'm talking about money gonna fail when money fails. Read on.
But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven.
Where
neither moth nor rust do corrupt. And where thieves do not break through nor steal.
So he's letting us know where to lay our treasures at. Money gonna fail. And you need to start getting prepared for your money to fail. So God said, I'm telling you about it before it comes to pass so you can get ready. You can start preparing yourself for this. And if you already prepared for it, amen, when it comes, it won't affect you. Luke chapter 6. Go to Luke chapter 6, Sister Paige. Not Luke chapter 6. Amen. What am I talking about? Timothy chapter 6. First Timothy, I think. First Timothy chapter 6. Amen. I might have to go. Go with me in your Bible, amen. I'm talking about, I think it's 6 and 16, this page. Let me see, the First Timothy. I don't think there's a Second Timothy 6, so it's First Timothy 6.
And 16.
Hold on a minute. Let me get to verse 17. That's where I want to start. Verse 17.
Okay.
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Listen to what God said. He said, now don't lay your treasures up on earth. Amen. And the reason he's telling you don't lay it up on earth because what? Money gonna fail.
Charge them that are rich in this world.
Charge the one that are rich in this world. Now, you put all your riches up in this world. Now, charge them that are rich in this world.
If they be not high-minded.
Don't start boasting of what you got. Amen. Don't get too high-minded about what you got. Amen. Trust in uncertain riches. So it's letting us know not to trust in uncertain riches, because money is not certain. Only God is certain, y'all. Amen. Only God is certain. Amen. You got to put your confidence and trust in God. Amen. This is where we got to start practicing more and more is trusting God for things that we used to then trust Him for. Amen. And I believe in Timothy. Let me see. First Timothy, amen. It's talking about, what is that? Body exercise profit little. Body exercise profit little.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hit that right quick. I'm talking about because it said body exercise, but godliness is profitable to all men, amen. I want to talk about the body exercise, the exercise. And this is what we have to start, we got to learn how to start exercising our faith.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Exercise in your faith. You got to start believing God for things. Even might be something that you really don't need. You need to start trusting God for it. In other words, you got to get in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
That's right.
We got to start practicing. And so, you know, anytime you get ready, when people who are expecting something, they get ready to run a marathon. The first thing they start doing, they start getting ready for the marathon, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't just sit back and wait. Amen. Mm-hmm. They start preparing themselves for the marathon. And mm-hmm. so they start exercising, or they start running, or whatever it is they start doing. It's because what? They're getting ready for a race. And because we're getting ready for a race, amen, now we really get ready for a storm, amen. Hallelujah. Then they start exercising to get ready for the storm, amen. And so we've got to start getting ready for what's getting ready to take place on the earth. You got to start exercising your faith now. Start believing God for things that you used to believe God for.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Even if it's something you really don't particularly need, but you just going to believe God for it anyway. Because what? I'm just practicing, amen. I'm exercising my faith in things that I used to then exercise my faith in, amen. And so we need to start getting practice. And then by the time the Lord shows up, amen, when the Lord shows up or this day shows up, because it's going to be a terrible time when the Lord comes, amen,
mm-hmm.
All kind of persecution and wars and killings, and we can see all this happening right now, amen. We can see violence in the street, amen. We can see robbing. We see that we have a chaotic world right now. And we need to sort of exercise in our faith, not putting our trust in our money, but sort of putting your trust in God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to put your trust in somebody that's able, somebody that has the ability to deliver you, somebody that's able to feed you when you're hungry, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give you some water when you're thirsty, amen. And sometimes it might come to a time that the only thing we might have is bread and water. But you might not realize that the Bible never did say your vegetables will sustain you, but it did say bread will sustain you. Huh? The prophets ate bread and water. They was hid out of the cave, but they ate bread and water. They didn't say they had nothing else but bread and water, amen. Praise God. And so thank God we're going to put enough confidence in God. Even he might not give us all the luxury and stuff that we was used to. But he'll give us enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said God will be enough for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Read on, Sister Paige.
Lord, trust in uncertain riches, but in believing God.
He said, don't trust in uncertain riches, but
in believing God.
In the living God. Who what?
Who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
Hallelujah. Who will give us richly all things to enjoy. So I've got to start putting my confidence and faith in God, because that's what people who are doing something, amen, they're expecting something. People who are expecting things live a happy life.
Amen.
Amen. They're not worried, amen. You don't catch them worried about anything because they're expecting something, amen. You know how I can tell you. You know how it is when you're expecting what you call that check?
That
stimulus check. You don't know how y'all was when y'all was expecting that stimulus check. Amen. You were looking on your bank every day to see if was the money in. Amen. And everybody who didn't have a bank account, they were watching the mailman. But what am I trying to say? People who live in expectation are always alert. People on the alert. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're watching for something to take place.
Right.
Huh? Are you living in expectation because you're watching for something to take place?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because the one who said he's coming, will come, and he shall not tarry, he's coming back.
Yeah.
But know what he's coming back for. He's coming back as the people who are watching and waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
See, people with expectation are always waiting.
Right.
Hmm? We always wait. We always looking. We're always checking. I want to see, is it here? I want to see, is it here yet? Now, but we do see the times, the signs of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can tell it's getting ready to take place by the signs that's taking place.
Amen.
And so saints of God, amen, our faith got to be in God. He'll do it. He's going to do what he say do. And we're going to have to stand in faith in these last days. You can't trust in your money to deliver you.
Mm-hmm.
When money fails, you know, when, you know, I thought about the widow woman, that she had spent all of her money trying to get healed and she couldn't get healed. So she decides to what? Exercise her faith in the touching of the hem of Jesus' garment.
Mm-hmm.
And she was healed, amen. She exercised her faith, didn't she?
Amen.
Because she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. See, her money had failed her, amen. The doctors had failed her. The money had failed her. The people had failed her. Amen. I want to talk about what I'm saying when money failed. And I'm going to tell you what's over time for the time's sake. Let's read on that.
Verse 18, that they do good.
He said, do good. Now, do have some good works in. Have some good works. And if you ain't working for the Lord or doing something for the Lord, then you're not really expecting anything. Huh? They that sow in tears gonna reap some joy, amen. If you're not sowing in tears, that might be the reason you don't have the joy that you need, amen. Because you can't expect to reap unless you sow. If you're stingy, amen. If you're stingy with your money, and don't give, then you can't be expected too much. Well, I don't have to give, and I don't have to. The law of sowing and reaping, it's universal. It's a universal law. That's a universal law. Well, I don't have to give nothing to get God's blessing. No, you didn't to get God's blessing, but Jesus sold something so you can get something, didn't he? You can have salvation, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But even after he's given you deliverance, and then he tells you to do these, have some good works, amen. The Bible says we must maintain good works. Read on.
That they be rich in good works.
Where do we need to be rich at now?
In good works.
If I'm rich in good works, I'm in expectation, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When the money fell, I've been rich in good works. While the going was good, I can expect to be blessed, amen.
Amen.
Huh? You see what he said? Amen. Do some good works. Read on.
Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate.
That ready to distribute, that means ready to give. Because what? We know the money's going to fail. Now, while you got some, you need to give a little bit so that when you don't have none, you can get some. Amen. See, people who distribute it, amen. People who give are really what? They expect to receive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect to receive it from the person that you gave it to, but you expect to receive it back from God. Amen.
Amen.
He said, be ready. Now, is this the word? Is this the truth right here, Dad? When we talk about truth, this is what truth is right here. Read on, Sister Paige, verse 19.
Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come.
So now, why are we doing this now?
The time to come.
I'm laying up a what? A good what?
Foundation.
I've laid a foundation there, amen. Because I'm getting ready, what? For the time to come. Not what's going on right at this moment, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because God tells us what's ahead so we can start preparing this moment for the time to come.
Amen.
That's why God told you about it before it happened, so you can get ready for the times to come.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Praise God. Lay up in store. They are laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Go ahead.
That they may lay hold on eternal life.
So they can lay hold on eternal life. I'm talking about living in expectation. Now, when you look at Revelation 6, when it talks about the tail horse, in Revelation 6. Now, let me tell you what the devil is doing right now, because time for time's sake, Let me show you what the devil is doing and how the devil going to do it. This is how the devil going to do it. The Lord showed me this in Genesis chapter 47. This is how God showed me the devil going to do it. Now, we don't understand, but Revelation, so this is the fulfilling of Revelation 6, and also it can be a Revelation 13 also. These can go together with it. And so that you would know, for time's sake, we got to go to Genesis chapter 47. Let me show you how the devil's going to do things. I was reading this the other day, and God pointed out to me, said, this is how they're going to do it. This is how they're going to do it. Amen. Not that Revelation talks about what? Famine and what? Revelation 6 talks about he's going to bring death and famine and all. He's going to bring all that upon the land. Amen. That's what's going to be taking place in the last days. Is these the last days?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Genesis 47. I want you to start at verse 13. Listen how it's going to be done. Now, listen at this now.
And there was no bread in all the land.
There was no bread in all the land. You see what I'm saying? No bread in all the land. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Israelites didn't have no bread, but God sent them some bread. Amen. Mm-hmm. I tell you, God will make work a miracle for you. God will work a miracle for you. Amen. Hallelujah. There was no bread. Read on.
For the famine was very sore.
Now, this is Revelation being, this is what's going on, this is what's going to be going on in Revelation. Famine in the land, right? There's going to be pestilence, amen. All kind of sickness and disease, amen. Even a fourth of the people going to die from the famine, from the pestilence, from hunger, amen, from thirst, amen. They're going to die. But thank God that God is going to take care of us. Amen. Come on, y'all. Aren't you glad God's going to take care of you? Amen. This is where we got to have our faith at, to believe what? No matter what, God is going to take care of me.
Amen.
Even when money fails, God's going to take care of me. I got to put my faith in that. Now, right now, it ain't got there all the way right now, but I'm building my faith right now. I'm building my faith.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I get into the Word of God, because what? Faith coming by what?
Hearing.
Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by what? And this is why God is declaring this thing to you, so you can start preparing yourself, getting your faith in order. I know everybody said get your house in order, but we got to get our faith in order.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to obey man, or are we going to obey God? Amen. So who are we going to obey? Man of God. I know the Bible said obey the laws of the land. Amen. But when the laws of the land go against the laws of God, we've got to obey God. And we got to stand, what? By faith, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Believing that if I take a stand here, I'm not trying to say I'm not going to suffer a little bit. I'm not trying to say I'm not going to go through a few things. But I'm going to stand by faith on the word of God, because this is the truth that makes us free. I was listening to that Prevo the other night, talking about the Hebrew boys. And as you talk about the Hebrew boys, they rejected the law of man in order to obey the law of God. But even rejecting the law of man to obey the law of God, they went through something for it.
Yeah.
But rather than that thing to be a curse to them, it became a blessing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Sometimes standing for God is going to look the other way. But people walk by faith. Well, they don't look at what they see. They don't look at what they're going got to go through, amen. They just know God's going to deliver them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what a saint's faith got to be, that God's going to deliver you, and I'm going to take a stand for what God said. I know I'm going to be persecuted. I already told you I'm going to be persecuted for the word of God. Huh? So I've got to get ready. Start getting ready for it. It's already coming down the pike. But notice what it says. I got to get through some faith. Let's read.
So that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine.
And that Jesus was talking about what people going to be fainting for the things coming upon the world, didn't it? Matthew 24, I believe that's where it said. But Egypt represents the world, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a famine in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt.
Now Joseph gathered all the money. Now he's doing this for Egypt, right? What is he doing? He's gathering up all the money. That's what they're doing now? Can anybody see that's happening right now?
Yeah.
They're gathering up all the money now.
Yeah.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. You can't get no change.
No.
In some places, some stores you go to, you can't use money. And then if you, let's say even if they give you some change, they give you a card with 10 cents on it. Amen. They give you some change because, what, money failing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we already know about the stock market going to fall and going to be crushed, you know. Even you might think, like me, you might have a little 401k out there. That's no DB mean dependent. If God don't give it before all of this takes place, there's no even me looking for that, amen?
Yeah.
I can't even count on that. Hmm? What's that other 401k, IRA? If you got an IRA, I don't even count on that no more, amen? I don't even look to get it. Because what? If I don't get it out by the time they gather up all the money, that money going to fail me, amen?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Read on.
And the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought.
Uh-huh.
And Joseph bought the money into Pharaoh's house.
Where did Joseph take the money to? He took it into the Pharaoh's house. That means the government going to take your money, amen. See, Pharaoh was the governor at that time. He was just a governor of Egypt. He was the governor of the world. So this is what the world is doing now. They're gathering all the money to themselves. Hmm? Read on, Sister Paige.
And when money failed.
No, what did it say? And when what?
Money failed.
And when what?
Money failed.
And when money failed.
And the land of Egypt.
And when money failed in the world. I got to put some treasures up in heaven, amen. I got to do some good work. I got to start some good works, amen. I got to lay some prayers up too, amen. Because if I lay some prayers up now, I can be rewarded later, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So start sending some prayers up right now. And I know we're having a good time and everything, but we better take time, to lay some prayers up, amen. You lay it up now for the situation that is to come. Huh? God might not give it to you right now, but you don't need it right now. You're just laying it up right now. I'm laying some prayers up. I'm laying some good works up. I'm doing that right now for what? Not for the now, but I'm doing it for what? Later on, amen. See, that's how you lay treasures up when money fails. So if I start laying it up now, I know when money fails, I see God got my back. God got my back, amen. Read on. When money failed.
When money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan,
uh-huh.
All the Egyptians came unto Joseph.
Line unmuted.
And said,
give us bread.
Give us some bread. Now what do they do? Now, their money been failed, and now they're coming to give us some bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's going to be happening when everybody's going to take the mark? You're going to have to go to the devil and ask for some bread, amen. Feed me. Well, you know, my children going to die. I got to do it because my children going to die. I think it'll be better to die in the Lord and go to heaven than to die in the devil and go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is why we said we've got to get to a place where that we have a death sentence on our life so that we can live, amen. It would be better to die here so I can live there, amen. I can live here and lose my life there, amen. So which life do you really want to be on? You want to lose your life here and gain life in heaven, eternal life, amen? Or do you want to live here, which is everything is temporary, or do you want to have a permanent life, amen? So you got to, this is why you can't love money. Because if you love money, you'll die for the money, amen. And rather than dying for the money, that's going to lead you nowhere. I think the scripture goes, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul? Because the money going to fail you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Egypt here, the money failed them, amen. And Canaan, too. So it was in this country and in the other country too, the money failed. So really, right now, money going to fail everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in the United States, the whole world money going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put this system up.
Mm-hmm.
Put this system up. And everybody's going to have to get in the system. If you're not in the system of things, then you're going to be left hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Buy and sell means that I can't buy no bread. Read on.
They can't sell it.
Well, they can sell it because they got the mark to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have the mark, you can't buy it. Read on.
Why should we die in thy presence?
Now, notice what they said.
For the money
faileth. Why should we die? Now see, notice what they said was right there. Why should we die? Now we hungry. Why should I die? Why do I just take the mark? I mean, this is going to be the, what you want to call it? This is going to be decision-making time. You know what I'm saying? Because they said, why should I die? See, this is why we have to get to a place, amen, where that you're not afraid to die. Because when you eat, you're only going to eat a few meals and you're still going to die. And you're going to hell. It would be better to die in the Lord, amen. I had a day to get. I'd rather be the doorkeeper than the house of the Lord than to stand in the tent for the wicked. I believe Moses said it like this. Moses rejected all the luxury of Egypt. He would rather suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of seeing for a moment. What was he saying? Rather than to take this exalted position, rather than to take this money, I would rather go on suffer with the people of God. Amen. We got to get there. See, that was Moses' faith, though, amen.
Right.
That was Moses' faith in action because he was expecting more out of the suffering than he was the luxury. Why should we die? And what does this read that again?
Why should we die in thy presence?
Uh-huh.
For the money failed.
Why should we die? Because the money done failed.
Mm-hmm.
I got my money gone, amen. Hallelujah. Money didn't fail. Read on. Let's get to.
And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fails.
If your money fails, I'll give you some cattle, amen, for your cattle, amen. I was wondering about this. I said, if I got some cows, I got some bread. Might not have no bread, but I got some meat. I will run and kill me a cow, amen. But read on.
And verse 17, and they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for the flocks and for the cows of the herd and for the asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year.
He fed them with bread.
All the cattle.
For all the cattle. Now, I mean, just give me a piece of meat, I'll be all right. But I don't get no bread. No. Amen. But read on.
When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord. How that our money is spent.
When your money is spent, all your money gone, amen. Money done failed, amen. Everything they had, he bought the cattle from them, amen. And all the money they had is spent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little bit of money you got left when you spend it, you ain't got no more, amen. Huh? So your money done failed, amen, because you ain't got nothing. Read on.
My Lord also had our herd of cattle.
Now, Egypt, world, you got my cows now, because what that man that did in their name? Bill Gates done bought all the cows and he done bought all the fields and things, amen. Huh? They done bought up everything now. Read on.
There is not aught left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our land.
What are they doing now? they selling themselves. They're selling themselves. You see what I'm trying to say? In other words, we got people selling their souls, amen, for a piece of bread. Now I know y'all remember Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of beans. Huh? He sold his birthright. Now we have a birthright. We have an inheritance, amen, that we get from God. Or we gonna sell it out for a bowl of beans to save our life? Or we gonna be willing to die for the name of Jesus? Read on, Sister Pay. We gotta get this.
19. Wherefore shall we die before thy eyes?
Why should we die? Now here they concern more about their life. They're concerned about themselves, amen. You see what I'm trying to say? They're concerned about this life, amen. They don't want to die. And so this is what's going to happen in the last day. This is how the devil's going to, this is how the enemy is going to take us over. It's going to take you over, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? You ain't going to want to die. You're scared of death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus came to deliver us from the fear of death, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you die, you'll live again, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose your life for my sake, you'll gain it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And Paul said, we have a sentence of death on our life, amen. We just have a death sentence, amen. Praise God. Read on, we're going to be through, Sister May. Come on.
Me and our land.
Now, what are they doing now? They sell it all they got. They're not going to own no land. They're going to take your land from you. Amen. You ain't going to have no land. The house you live in, we ain't going to own it. And most of us don't own it anyway. Amen. We just pay taxes on it. Amen. We don't ever get to own it. Amen. If you think you own your house because it's paid off, you just miss paying taxes. They'll have your house on the auction block tomorrow. Huh? So we didn't bring nothing here. We ain't going to take nothing away from you. Amen.
Amen.
Naked Job said, I came. Job said, I came into this world. And naked shall I leave. But they sold everything. We don't pray. Let me show you what's going to happen here these last days.
Buy us in our land for bread.
We're going to give up everything just to eat. We don't.
And we and our land will be servants.
Now, here it is. We're going to become a slave to you. We're going to become a slave. See, this is what the enemy wants to do in these last days, that we're going to become robots. They want you to become robots. And always that. If you become a robot to somebody, well, who's going to be over the people? Who's going to be controlling the robots? See, all the stuff you yield to is a man that's in control of it. So whoever's controlling that will be controlling you when you give in to this thing. You just be a zombie. You just walking around and be zombies. You don't think for yourself. You don't know when to get up. They tell you when to get up. Kind of like you in prison. They tell you what time to get up and tell you what time to take a shower and tell you what you can eat and how much you can eat. They'll be rationing what you want. You can't eat what you want or no more. Amen. Money gonna fail. We need to start preparing a foundation right now. Laying your foundation now to put some treasures in heaven. Come on, I got to get through. Read on.
And give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh.
Hold on. Let's get to verse 23 so that we can get through.
Then Joseph said unto the people,
mm-hmm.
Behold, I have brought you this day.
I bought you this day. I done bought you now. You belong to me now. You done sold your soul to me, amen. I own you now. The work that you do, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for me. I own you now. See, that is what the Antichrist spirit is. He wants to own us and control us, amen. Huh? And this is why all this a devastation is going on in the world now is to bring us to a place of famine, destruction, and death and all so that you can sell your soul to them. And everybody took the mark. You couldn't buy or sell unless you took the mark. When you take the mark, you're set in your soul. They sold their souls to Pharaoh, the king of the world. They sold their soul to Pharaoh. I got to quit for the time's sake, but I talk about when the money fails, this is how they're going to be doing it in the last days. And so let us start laying some treasures up in heaven.
Amen.
Let us start laying some treasures up. Get serious about it because time is short.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't been, look here, if you ain't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus and got the Holy Ghost, then you don't have your ticket yet. You know, anytime you're going to take a flight, you got to have a ticket.
That's right.
Huh? Yeah. You need to get your ticket, amen, if you plan to fly. That's how you make a preparation to fly. You done got your ticket. If there's somebody tonight, you don't have your ticket yet, and you want to be saved. If somebody needs the Holy Ghost, somebody needs the Holy Ghost, amen. We want to pray for you. You must be. Except you be born of water and spirit. You cannot. Ain't no two ways about it. Ain't no second way, third way, fourth way. There's only one way. Must be what? Born again. And except you be born again. And except you be baptized of water and spirit, you can't take this flight.
Amen.
Somebody needs to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the word. Amen. If somebody got anything to add to it, take away, whatever you like to do, your comments, we give you this opportunity.
Well, let me come in, Sister Stephanie.
Go ahead, son.
Okay. I might come in, but you talking about the money? Money is mentioned in the Bible 800 times. 800 times money is mentioned in the Bible. And I will tell you this. Money is good. Money is real good. There's a lot of people that work this earth today that hate money. They done did some bad stuff. They done some bad stuff, but the money, they broke the way out of it. But they don't think about your stiff neck. They ain't thinking about the time that they got to die. Now, when you die, you got to face God. Money ain't got to buy your way out of that. Face God for everything that you ever thought about, every word you ever spoke. You got to face God. And now, something else that you speak to Pastor Page, I want you to do this for me. Just do it for me. You know, about the mark of the beast, I want you to start that. Write it down. Read Mark 24 and 14, Mark 13 and 10, Revelation 14, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to 13. Read it. It says about the mark of the beast. The Bible don't lie. I want you to read it and call me. But you ain't got too much time. If you had time, I could read it myself. But I want you to read it and call me. See, when John was out here telling us about the revelation, John was in the spirit. God put John in the spirit to tell us about the thing, what's going to come. And now I want you to read it for every nation, every language. Anything I've been warned about before you take that mark of the beast. God can give you the opportunity to do it. He can tell you not to do it, but then when you take it, he can tell you what you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer, brother, big time. I want you to read it. Then you read it. Call me.
Well, amen about the mark of the beast, amen. I thank you for that, Brother Brian. Amen. Thank God. Hey, thank God for Brother Brad talking about the mark of the beast. Well, I'm warning you. We talk about being warned. I'm warning you right now.
Mm-hmm. But see, you're in the nation.
I'm warning you what's going to take place right now.
Yeah.
That's why I said so that we could be in the expectation of what's going to come to pass in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I was telling you about is what we can start expecting to come in the last days. and all the things that's going to take place. What I was talking about then, when money failed, that's some of the things going to take place. God is warning us now to get ready, to get ready, to get ready. Amen. That's what he's saying. Get ready.
The mark of the beast is just like you, like we telling people, you got to get the Holy Ghost to get into the God kingdom. That's just like that, you know. Because when the people ask God about when they got us, what he told them, he expanded all to them, but he said, just be ready. Pay that no mind. Just be ready.
Be ready. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling now. What? Get ready. Get ready. Expectation means get ready, right?
Right.
I'm saying get ready for what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
What's coming down the pipe? What's coming? What's coming? And the saints of God got to get ready for it, amen?
Amen.
So we know it's coming. So that you know that it's coming, to get ready for it. And that's what we're trying to explain tonight. Money going to fail. Get ready.
That you told me, you told me a long time ago, you ain't never seen no U-Haul behind a meat wagon as you going down the highway, did you?
No. I put that on Facebook, and I had a friend on Facebook. She sent me a picture. She sent me a picture of that. It was a Hertz, but I think the guy had took the Hertz and made a work truck out of it. but he had a trailer behind it. I was laughing. I fell out laughing when I saw that. I fell out when I saw that. Because I was saying that she sent me a picture of a Hertz had a U-Haul behind it. But I think they had took the hearse and made a work truck out of it. But I had to fall out and laugh because it was a hearse. And, oh, all right. Amen. We're going to read that. We'll read that. Anybody else? Anything you add to or take away?
Yeah, I was saying last night, what you were saying about money, earlier, because they're not going to really, well, I was reading, they're going to be no money.
And there won't be no money.
No money because he said the bank ain't gonna have no money. You go to the bank, you still get money, they don't have no money to give you. And then credit, be so bad, I owe you, you owe me. So who will give you? If you got credit,
mm-hmm.
then I got credit,
mm-hmm.
and us got credit, but we all take credit for another, but we ain't getting no nothing. Getting that, so we all got credit.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell that thing for me, and my goodness, they said if the reserve, they can't be taking the money, because they're going to be in they're going to have credit. So everybody, I guess if I had some land, and you say, okay, I'm going to clear some.
Go back to the barter system.
Get some seed, but then I don't have no money to be. I'm going to see it because I don't have no money to buy no seed. So you're going to be Take it back in 1970 and listen to Roma. They had a friend, they had a solid, and they took like
1921 and 22, the Great Depression.
Yeah, something like that. Come on, I get it there.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
1929, Great Depression.
Yeah, well,
all right. Amen.
Yeah.
We talk about, you know, all this stuff is good, and the mark of the beast and all that. You know, somebody was asking me today, a couple people were asking me, a little woman asked me today, she said, baby, what would you go do when you get the restaurant, the new restaurant, and you got to take the shot? What you going to do? I said, what I practice, what I preach, they can have it. They can have it. Under no circumstances will I take a shot. Under no circumstances will I take the mark. And then somebody else is asking me today about that mark. What you gonna do when you gotta eat? What you gonna do when you gotta drink and you've never been homeless or nothing? And I told her what I told her. You still got to stand before God, regardless of what, because you're without excuse. You take the mark under any circumstances. And then she also went on to ask me about, what about, it's kind of funny, she asked me about women preachers and stuff like that. What they going to do? They not going to make it in? Well, I'm here to tell you, no. If they don't change and turn from their wicked ways, they not going to make it in. Because error, God said it. I didn't say this. And so we turn to the scriptures and what God said. Many on that day going to say this, that, and other. I prophesy your name. I did this. I did that. But what they missing the point is, was it the will of the Lord? And we all can answer that right now, the ones that's walking truth on this line, that no, it's not the will of God for a woman to be bishop, apostle, pastor of any sort. And he had to ponder with it for a little while. But the whole thing is that if we're not in truth, no matter how much you say you love the Lord, if you're not walking in the truth of God, and his word, because he said, all that serve me must serve me in truth. Not your truth and not mine. And we got people, is women preachers truth? No. Is sitting under them truth? No. Is abomination making, is that truth? No. But it's truth what God said, ain't it? That it will not enter the kingdom of God. And so if you believe God, who you going to believe, this preaching? Or God. And we got to get this through our heads, because people think they're going to make it in on what they believe and their righteousness. I'm going to tell you again, and if anybody offended, so what? I don't care. There's going to be a whole lot of truth told on the day of the Lord and don't make it into the kingdom of heaven. Because why? You're going to have to answer, because you're standing in front of the truth, you're going to have to admit the truth. And you won't be able to tell the Lord or show him in his scripture where there's a Trinity, where there's a woman preacher, that he ever condoned this, that he ever said this. You can't get in there, believe in some of the Bible and not all of it. That's why I say serve me with your whole truth, your whole heart. And people are missing this. And because they missing it, you're bowing now to the shot. You go bow, people getting these checks and Social Security and welfare and Section 8. You bowing now to that, you go bow to the mark too. So you better start taking a stand now and walk in expectation, like the pastor said.
Line muted.
To happen. But you better start preparing yourself now about what's coming down that pipe, because we ever so close to it right now.
Could I ask a question before we are talking about this stuff here? Then God says you have an angel, and are you seeing the angel fly around yet?
Ha! Who you asking about me?
Yeah.
We don't actually to see an angel. I don't know the premise of your question. What are you asking?
I said, when God said, he said God had an angel running all through the nation preaching the word. He's going to have an angel preaching the word. Now, that's what God, that's what John saw.
He's not talking about an angel. So what's
that's all we got about paying the mark of the beast. Because God got to tell you first.
No. Hold on. Don't ask me a question and then you try to answer it too. He's talking about we are men of God, are angels of the Lord. We are ministers and angels of the Lord. He said he was
Amen.
The word. He would have angels teach the word.
Well, praise
and
God.
The angel of the Lord will proclaim the goodness of God and proclaim God's glory to all the land.
He's not just talking about an angel come from heaven. He's talking about, that's what he called us, angels and ministers of light. The princes of God is angels.
Amen, y'all. We're going to do that some other time with the angels. We know the angels are ministering spirits. And God called the ministers preachers angels. We know that. One's going to be able to preach. We got hellfire coming down. We know that's the spirit of Moses and the spirit of Elijah coming back. We know all that's going on. Only thing I preached about and talked about tonight, just for my message concern, was what's coming. I didn't say it was already here. I said what's coming and get prepared for what's coming down the pike. And so my message has been about expectation, what we can expect to happen. Not that it has already happened yet, but what we can expect to happen. And that was the focus of my attention in that, because I was saying, what? When money fails. Well, money ain't quite failed yet. Money hasn't failed yet. I was talking about what's coming. And when I said I was speaking in the spirit of expectation, I want to tell you about what's getting ready to happen or what's going to happen. And the scripture has already told us what's going to happen. Now, whether everything has taken place for it to happen yet, I didn't even talk about that. I talked about what's going to happen. That's where I'm going to leave it, with what's getting ready to happen, not what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the context of my subject, is expectation. Expectation means that it's not that it has already been done, but it's something that's ready to be done. And prepare yourself. And whether you make the rapture or don't make the rapture, whether we have a pre-trib or a post-trib, whichever one it is, you'll be ready just in case, because the preachers may have missed it. I might have missed it. The great theologian or whoever they are might have missed it. But the whole thing about Jesus saying, just be ready.
Line unmuted.
Amen. 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 Because then
what
I'm
you
saying?
Before the tribulation, or we go after the tribulation, just be ready. Get yourself ready. Start practicing faith. Start practicing your faith. Start giving. Start laying a good foundation for when it does take place. I would rather be ready for it and it don't happen than not to be ready and it do happen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that and a man that wrote this earth to speak every language on this earth. God got an angel just to speak every language that it is. And a man out here can speak that.
Praise God. Angel, we'll take up that next time. We're going to get it over here now. We'll take that up next time about that. God got preachers everywhere in every language.
Thank you.
He got Mexican preachers. They got every preacher in every language. In every country, there's a minister God got there speaking in their language.
Amen.
And so that is the thing about God. I mean, God can speak to everybody at the same time in a million different languages, but he is talking. God is speaking to his ministers now. He's speaking to his right now. Amen. That is why he gave a preacher to get ready and prepare you in every language. We got, I don't know, Swahili and everything else. But we're gonna close out now, amen. Praise God. Thank y'all for coming on, amen. Anybody
amen.
Having a prayer? They ain't gonna hold.
Can I give a word
tonight.
Of thanks?
Go ahead.
Can I give a quick word of thanks? Okay.
Go ahead, brother.
I got off work relatively early tonight. a little while ago, and I was rushing. So you know what I'm talking about. I'm speeding down the highway, right? Because I figure I'm off early, and I wanted some fish. I like fish and stuff like that. And I said, I got a chance to make it to the seafood store and get me some fresh whiteys. So I went to this one that's closest to my job, and they was closed. I called the other one up that's, you know, a few miles down the road, and they opened. So I'm flying down Route 130 in the Hammer Lane, which is open for tickets when there's no cops get me. And, I mean, when I'm flying faster, I might as well be in a plane. Over 70 miles an hour, I don't care how big it is. If it goes 70 miles an hour, it can take flight. So I'm driving a car 70 miles an hour or more. It can take flight. What happens, you know, I'm listening to you preach, and I'm saying, that's Paige hitting on this, he hitting that. And I'm just going on, and a deer come across the highway, jumped over the medium, the barrier in the center lane into the southbound traffic. Then he moved over to the center lane, and I'm really making time here, Pastor. I ain't trying to rat on myself, but I'm really making time. And he went to the center lane, then he went to the granny lane, and so I floored the gas to get away from him. And don't you know, somehow or another, that deer hit the back end of my car. But it just must have just barely brushed it. I heard the hit, I felt the hit, and you know, all glory to God, my car ain't damaged and ain't even a dent. But I know that deer hit. You see what I'm saying? It didn't knock me out of control at that speed. And if he could make it from the Granny Lane over to the Hammer Lane that fast, then he could have even jumped up in front of me, and that would have totaled my car. That would have been a nasty accident because, you know, you see there on side of the road that cars unhit, and you don't see what happened to the vehicle that hit that deer. Those deers are pretty tough. I mean, they might be tender, good eating. But when they is alive jumping in the highway, they are pretty tough and do a lot of damage to a car, do a lot of damage to a truck. Drivers have hit trucks and ruined their whole truck. I saw a driver said he hit a deer not going too fast, and the estimate was somewhere around $8,000 to his truck, and he had a deer guard.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that was obviously God's hand protecting me. That's my point. And I'm going to give all the glory and praise to God. And I'm going to thank my Lord Jesus Christ because he's never left me. He's with me every second protecting me. Thank you, Jesus. Enough said.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to get out of here now. Amen. We try to keep it down. And thank all of y'all for showing up tonight. Amen. We'll talk to y'all next time. So, Father God, we thank you for tonight, Lord. And may your light shine upon your people today, Lord. And, Lord, may you bless them. May you teach them. May you exalt them, oh Lord, henceforth now and forevermore as we dismiss from this line, but never from God's presence. We give glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name as we dismiss. We say amen. Minister Ray will be on at 9 o'clock. Amen. Amen. 1411069 pound, and you can take it on over, I guess. Amen. On the other side, after a while. So God bless y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We will talk to y'all Sunday or next week, whenever. Y'all be sure to come out and join us and help us and let us get into expectation. Amen. God bless y'all.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, when I think things over. You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. Been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah.
dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. 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 Yes.
It's no harm to pray. Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord. Yeah.